Hi, my name is Thomas Delahunt, and this is my linguistic thesis. Or at least it's a bridge to help guide you into understanding the Room of Artifact. So I want to start by welcoming you to this room. In front of you, you will see the three central themes of trust, trauma, and love. These are gathered together in three pieces of artwork framed that represent the three thematic positions that I believe are central to helping student nurses move to a point of understanding trauma within their professional practice. And this is done by a true and unwavering understanding of what we mean by the true self realized. When you look at the room, you will see the fragmentation of thinking and the patternation and symbols that are used by me and others to try to gather together knowledge into themes. The next central element I want to show you and share with you is the clinical trolley that is to your left. And on top of that trolley, you have diary accounts from me over every single week that I spent completing the nursing degree at Christ Church University in 2004. The representations and themes that existed in the early formation of the thoughts around poetry and the true self realized emanate within these pages and then are lived out within the teaching that I offer the students here at Christ Church. But more than that, there's an element here of a legacy of hope to help more nurses understand the elements of trauma within being something beautiful and regarded and important and hope-filled. At any time during this narrative and linguistic kind of collection of thoughts, feel free to pause the recording and walk about the room, exploring it as you see fit. The main data sets that I've used in the process of coming to know not only myself, but the nature of how I teach, the epistemological stance and the phenomenology that I use to help underpin thinking and becoming for students on vocational qualifications, specifically adult nursing, but not, I believe, limited to adult nursing at Christ Church University. On the left, you'll see a collection of poetry. This poetry is a reflective voice cast by those individuals that came along to a gallery that I centered around the idea of the true self within. And to help you understand a little more about the true self within, I'll just quickly read you the little blurb that was created by Dr. Katie McGowan, the culture manager for arts and culture here at Christ Church. She says, "For this inaugural exhibition in the Verena Holmes Gallery, we are pleased to present a series of new works by Thomas Delahunt, a senior lecturer in the School of Nursing. The text and paperwork in this show draws on his 2019 Times Higher Education Award winning Poetic Nursing Heart Project, as well as his master's and PhD research. Delahunt's research explores connections between trauma and consciousness and develops through collaborative action such as hand-making paper and his poetry workshop setting. Photographs of some of his workshop elements are included in the exhibition. To create the paper, Mr. Delahunt worked with participants as the pulp, threads and embellishments were deconstructed and reconstructed again, each one trying to capture the meaning of a traumatic moment. Each piece frames another narrative expressed during the activity of forming the paper. Although these stories are not legible to the viewer, these words and tears and elements make the paper alive, almost a panpsychism born within the lived consciousness. The artist and poet hopes that these works and processes resonate with you like music. It's meant to be a journey. Some of these images carry an intense personal heart song. The 3 years of forming community with the Poetic Nursing Heart space leads to this point of stilling. Please still yourself and connect with the smallest elements in the art, and then walk to the poetry seated up in the Verena Homes on level 2, the Butterfly Farmer. And please reflect and let me know. You are heard and you are loved. So that's a sort of an example of the work that I constructed for the gallery that was hosted here when the Verena Homes was first opened. And what I then had people do was they came along and they met with me, students, alumni and staff, and we walked the gallery as an example of Husserl's transcendental phenomenology. I wanted them to move with me and then to know and to still and to talk. And when we came up to the Butterfly Farmer, which you can pause the video now and you can take time out of the door, and if you turn right and you look over the right hand side of the room, you'll see that there's a large poem that can be referred to and thought about. When people came up the stairs, we brought them over to the poem and I sat them down and I gave them a collection of words, and those linguistic patternations of poetry are seen in front of you on the left there. And I also spoke to them a small testament of Afrikaans written in the work by Lauren van der Post, A Story Like the Wind. And it says, "Thou knowest that I sit waiting for the moon to turn back, that I may listen to all the great people's stories, for I am here in a great city. I do not obtain stories, I do merely listen, watching for a story which I want to hear, that it may float into my ear. I will go to sit at my home, that I may listen and turn my ears backwards to the heels of my feet on which I wait, so that I can feel that a story is in the wind." In front of you, you'll see that there's a folder, and within that folder, there are some of the many references that I've used, but this is a collection of the data sets that I thought might be of value to you. Obviously, the parts are also shared in the diary accounts that I've already identified, but you have in front of you a small positional book called The Boy That Stares Out the Window. You also have the poem The Hermit to the Trinity, which helps explain. You have the document explanation, and you have a collection of poems from the Butterfly Farmer. And then ahead of that, you have the data realised in the algorithm and the butterfly movement. And then you have What Is It Like to Live with the True Self Realised. Behind that, from part 7 onwards, you have the narrative that I recorded with my two supervisors, John Barnes and at the time Ruth Sabido Sands, and you also then have the Poetic Nursing Heart blogs, which conclude on the wall with the heartbeat of Montmartre, which is ahead of you to the right of love. I think at this point it's useful really to sort of explain that this multifaceted way of looking at the world is very much in keeping with the way that I perceive and construct knowledge as a neuroatypical learner, someone with underlying dyslexia, and as currently unstatemented ADHD, and autistic tendencies. I tend to find this way of working most satisfying with multiple mediums. And I believe this is represented in the students as well, in the way that they prefer to use multiple mediums of expression to meet the outcomes of assessment. So that brings us on nicely to two parts, really. The wall ahead of you is a schematic. As you can see, you have the poetry to the left that I've introduced you to. Please take your time and read the poetry, and feel free to use the books as stepping stones in order to get there. Please be careful not to slip. You have then to the right some of the underlying theorists like Maslow and like Jung and like some of the Zen ideologies and Kafka and Gabor Mate on the perspectives associated with philosophies of normal and abnormal. In the centre there you will see that there are some images associated with the work of lateralization asserted by McGilchrist. You'll find that the references are multifaceted and span a number of spheres of thinking, from the monastic, the heretical, to the standard, to the analytical, to the artistic, to the fanciful, and all of those are autobiographical as well. And all of those are vital, I believe, in making a consistent attempt to understand what we believe is trauma and knowledge, and what we believe to be a way of helping others therapeutically. One of the biggest pieces of work you can see, if you run your eye up from trauma, you find the rat in the hat looking over the maze, which is an indication of a poem that I've written called The Rat in a Hat, a social perspective poem. And to the left of that, you will find the original piece by Isabel Menzies-Leith on healthcare systems as defense mechanisms. There's lots of references to that in my original master's dissertation called Stop the Clocks, which I would suggest that is also a beneficial place for you to spend some time, and that is also available to you at the end of the collection of data that's in the file, which sits just behind the article that I've written, which is called Why We Hit a Giant. So I hope that there's enough information there to start off with, and I guess now we can continue to move on to your left and your right. You'll see a number of a collection of articles from thinkers such as Kierkegaard, to some of the philosophies around radical thinking and emergent Christianity, to works by Paulo Freire on oppressional pedagogy. I like to use multiple theoretical lenses to come to a point of knowing, and I think that that's quite useful to be able to use those lenses and those references and those positions. I really enjoy talking to you, and I'm really grateful that you've taken the time to come and sit in this room. You know, feel free to go ahead and pick any of the books that are open, to read any of the quotes that are there, because they are all linking documents. My intention was to run thread from the books to the wall to give almost a 3D representation of the schematic. Similarly, threads from the diaries to your left to the wall in different colours, but those threads are left bare for now, but it may well be that it evolves to that point of thinking. If I could just ask you now to move your eye to the right wall, you'll notice a number of childlike images of the Wandering Lamb. The Wandering Lamb is my book that honours the neuroatypical, and there is a copy available to you in front of you on the table. And The Wandering Lamb is something that you can read, and I'm going to read it with you now, as this is my my sort of swan song, if you want, alongside the next book, which is The Butterfly Farmer. So it starts by reading, this book is dedicated to you, who is extra specially different. Most stories start with once upon a time, but not this one. This story starts with a big hello. Hello, I'm Lamb. Nice to meet you, friend. When you see a lamb, you might think we're all the same, but I am different and have been all along. But being different used to worry me. A certain shepherd changed the way I feel. Shall I tell you how? I was always a curious lamb, wondering about things. What would happen if, or what's behind that fence? My mind would wander and I'd get lost in my thoughts. So many, I couldn't even count them. I'd explore in my own exciting world and try exciting new adventures. I hid from mummy sheep and then called out for her to find me. That was fun, although mummy didn't think so. I jumped in the air as high as I could just to see if I would land again. Somehow I did, every time. I lay down in the soft grass and looked up at the sky. Have you ever done that? Lifted your eyes up high? Fluffy lambs ran across the blue. They changed their shape so quickly. They ran so fast, they flew. Once I climbed a great big hill where I could see for miles so many things to look for and so much to explore. Different shapes and colours, new sounds and exciting smells to find. While the other lambs were eating grass and didn't want to follow me, I went exploring in a big muddy hollow. To take a closer look, I had to climb in further. But soon my feet were stuck, and the more I wriggled, the deeper in the muck I sank. And that's when the shepherd came and took me by the tail, back to Mummy Sheep. But it was to no avail. No sooner was I back than I caught another scent, a juicy thorn bush bursting with berries. To get the best ones, I had to climb right in. Stuck again. Off to look for me, the shepherd went. I called out for him, and then just before sunset, I heard the shepherd's voice, and I felt his hand gently free me. Sometimes the other lambs were mean and whispered beastly things, but I could hear them all chewing grass and grumbling. Mummy Sheep said to me, they didn't see the world like me. She said that I was special. She said I was unique. But I didn't like the whispering, and I didn't want to be unique. Being different worried me. So I tried to be like the other lambs. I tried and I tried and I tried. But every time I tried again, something else would catch my eye. Leaves floated on the breeze and sang sweet songs to me. Stars would run and hide and make me chase them endlessly. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't seem to stop. It really made me struggle trying to fit into the flock. Mummy Sheep could sense that fitting in had made me sad, so she asked if I would follow her to where the shepherd sat. He was sitting, talking and sharing stories by the fire of muddy hollows, prickly bushes, singing leaves and playful stars. Each and every story he shared about me, he told with love and laughter, so happy and carefree. Then the shepherd turned and fed me from his hand. He smiled and kindly said to me, sweet lamb, you are different, and I know that makes you sad, but listen to my voice. I love you just the way you are. That felt so good to me. It made me feel all fuzzy. Being different used to worry me, but this has set me free, happily different, and ready to dream. Thank you for spending the time to listen to that. Obviously, it's a really big part of my work and who I am, and it's going to be accompanied by the Butterfly Farmer, which is up on the wall on the left of the Books Are My Bag, which is the little bit of paper there near the Wandering Lamb. It's in its raw draft form, but it's also accompanied by what people require, which is above that you have the four interactive reference lists, which I hope to make available to you. So why is it that I've had to kind of construct yet another piece of work, really? Why is it that I'm feeling compelled? Well, I think if you look in front of you, you'll see the Kintsugi broken bowl. So the bowl is indicative of a gift that was given to me by my grandmother. My family have all been storytellers. And there's a book on the floor called the Anamkara, which tells of the Celtic heart. And actually, I'll just quickly borrow that quote and you can go over and pick it up. It's just ahead of the boy who puts the fox and the mole. And what it says is, it is strange to be here. The mystery never leaves you alone. Behind your image and below your words, above your thoughts and the silence of another world waits. A world lives within you. No one else can bring you news of this inner world. And that kind of goes alongside the work of Martin Laird on the kind of the idea of the silent land. It goes alongside C.S. Lewis and the idea of the screw tape. It helps me to understand more of what's meant by the cloud of unknowing. And some of the heretical works. It also helps me understand the pessimists of Schopenhauer and Camus, alongside the depth and the deepness of love within the invitation to love, and the nature of divine therapy within addiction. I'd now like to read you a small poem called The Hermit and the Trinity. This is quite an important poem actually to me. It helped me quite significantly to intentionally help you, I would guess. So I'm going to ask you now to just rest and listen to The Hermit and the Trinity before I conclude this small audio tour and give you an opportunity to ask me questions. From The Hermit to the Trinity. Please take a moment to sit here and rest and simply allow the mind and the eye to pass amongst the art. The trauma is a truth, and that is where the journey begins. Sit at this point of calm and talk with the hermit. He is rested and penitent, aware and calling. Imagine his call, his needs, and then rest in that space. Now let your eye rest upon trust, the gold marking the beauty of honesty. Follow the red thread, being mindful of the points it rests on gold. Pour the gold internal and breathe. Then we have trauma. This piece asks you to move your eye along the red thread of creative consciousness, looking for the fragments of gold and the light amongst the dark. Pour the gold internal and breathe. We are all broken, and we walk with these scars as our true self realized, our soul's true eminence of beauty, cast internal and radiating divinity. Rest now upon love, the three points sealed with agape. The first, existence, come back to the existence granted as a blessing and breathe. Next is consciousness formed through an openness of connection and company, talk. And then there is faith and bliss cast amongst the chaos. No. See the lines of intersection where the consciousness overlays the other points of becoming. In the centre is the ethereality of the unknowing. Take a moment and rest in the Trinity. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed. The salvation of humankind. Love. That poem is in the file in front of you if you want to go back and read it to yourselves. I've really appreciated reading that to you, and I've really appreciated being given the opportunity to just link this room to some of the theories that I have. If you go to the blogs, you'll find endless accounts from students of the need for teaching and patternation of thinking like this as they learn to deal with the trauma born internal, as they become aware of the traumas of others. I think it's negligent in a way not to consider the reality of the true self realized within the learner. We must begin to understand how true compassion is born. And that was the sort of synopsis, if you want, and the summary findings of Menzies Leith, that, you know, the trauma is born, and no more could you see that than right now with ambulances waiting around the block and nurses asking to be valued. I'm one of those nurses. During this pandemic, I worked additional hours while my contract was reduced here. I had to make up a day, and it calls to me almost daily. They ask me to come and do shifts as a clinical practitioner. I am a nurse. I am a poet. I am an artist. I am an author. But most of all, I'm Tom. And this room represents my beautiful, chaotic, disconstructed, unlearned mind, and I hope you've appreciated sitting here with me, because I've really, really appreciated being with you. Thank you.